A spokeswoman for the coalition task force in the region says the operation involves several hundred U.S. and Afghan troops and has been going on for a few days. Captain Vanessa Bowman says the force is targeting insurgent support bases and training sites near the Afghan-Pakistan border. She says there have been no coalition casualties and, in her words, no substantiated reports of civilian casualties. Coalition and NATO forces have been criticized for accidentally killing too many Afghan civilians, but Captain Bowman says targets for the current operation were chosen in part with a view to avoiding civilian casualties. Bowman could not confirm reports of a parallel coordinated Pakistani operation on its side of the border.
I don't have information on Pakistan operations. All I know is that it is an operation between the Afghan and U.S. forces within Afghanistan to disrupt the militants there in the Tora Bora region.
At the Pentagon, spokesman Brian Whitman described this effort as part of the normal peaks and valleys of what he called aggressive offensive operations by coalition forces in Afghanistan. And he also could not say whether Pakistani forces are conducting a parallel operation.
Particularly along the border region, our cooperation with Pakistan is very good. And we have mechanisms for ensuring that we exercise necessary control measures to understand what's occurring on each side of the border, because as you can imagine, that's important.
Whitman said such operations are driven by intelligence, but neither spokesman could say whether senior Taliban or Al-Qaeda leaders were the targets. The insurgent leadership is believed to be hiding in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region and has been headquartered in Tora Bora in the past. The operation is being conducted by what is called Combined Joint Task Force 82, the remnants of the U.S.-led coalition that invaded Afghanistan in 2001. The force is responsible for counterinsurgency operations in Afghanistan, particularly in the east, while NATO forces have general security responsibility throughout the country. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.